Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rolling through the Week 14 slate of the NFL here on Bet Sweats. Chris Mack in for Sammy P alongside Joe O. Patrick Everson will join us in 20 minutes from Vegas Insider and Fox Sports to go a little deeper inside the lines on what we're seeing happen as far as the market movements and what may or may not make sense, where the public is going, and what you want to bet going into Week 14 of the NFL. I asked before the break, Joe, is it possible the Houston Texans of all teams, who Patrick Mahomes has not really struggled with at all in his career, could bury the Chiefs this weekend in Kansas City? It's a 3.5 point line. It was as far out as 5.5 on the look ahead, but has gotten very tight as people just don't believe in the Chiefs, and rightfully so. Their playoff chances are down to 12% if they lose this game. Houston, as I mentioned a week ago, was 7-1 to win the AFC South. They're now 3-1 to win that division. It is going to be cold. Temperatures in the 20s. You could argue maybe that affects C.J. Stroud. He played at Ohio State. I don't think it's that big a deal. I look at the pass rush on both sides in this game. The Chiefs' pass rush has floundered over the last several weeks, and the Texans are hitting their stride. And a month ago, when Mahomes faced the Bills, he was 3 of 16 for 61 yards and a pick when pressured. I think it's a big Will Anderson game. I think it's a Danielle Hunter game. I think it's the Texans defense just making a nightmare of things for the Chiefs, who, despite running the ball against the Colts a couple weeks ago, still haven't figured out how to do that regularly enough.
Is this just an under game?
Yeah.
It certainly feels like it.
Yeah, down to 41.5 from 43. I think 9 of the Texans' 12 games have gone under.
And yes, they're 8-3-1 to the under. The Chiefs are an under team this year. They're 8-4 to the under as well. So that's kind of where I'm leaning. And one of the big reasons is you mentioned that front for the Texans. Not only are they going against the Chiefs, they're going against a hobbled Chiefs. Who's going to be out there? That's the problem. The O-line for Kansas City has been an issue in a negative way for the entire season. And now we're talking about, okay, maybe down 3 starters. Left tackle Josh Simmons, he goes on IR. They were missing him for some time for some other reasons, but now he goes on injured reserve, out at least a month. Right tackle Juwan Taylor, he has not been practicing this week. Right guard Trey Smith, not been practicing this week. I don't know if any of them are going to be able to go in this game. And against that defensive pressure, oh man, that could be ugly. Now, Mahomes, people kind of throw it to the side, some of his numbers. He's had a terrific year. The problem is everything else around this team. And so statistically, yeah, you look at them and you can trust Mahomes and you can trust them at home. That's the thing. They're 5-1 at home. All of their issues have come on the road. I'm talking myself into circles, Chris, as far as picking the side. Like, and it's being past a field goal. I don't want to take Kansas City, not with this offensive line going against that defense. I'm not interested in doing that, them winning by margin. But then also on the other side, okay, Houston on the road in a gotta-have-it spot. Mahomes, Reed, I know we've been saying that a lot lately, and it hasn't come through. Well, it comes through at Arrowhead. That's the difference. Yeah. And then that Houston defense I'm not taking anything away from them. They're elite. They're top three easy, but they are so much better at home too. And they're on the road in this situation. So if I'm doing anything with this game, I would look to the under, Chris.
Yeah, I think, like you said, you start to talk yourself in circles. And in that case, just avoid the side. And look at the Chiefs and what they've produced offensively. Okay, they put up 28 against Dallas on Thanksgiving. That's great. You can tell me how much better the Cowboys' defense has gotten. We just saw them last night. They haven't gotten that much better. They put up 23 against the Colts and escaped with a victory at home. They put up 19 against Denver. Okay, really good defense in Denver. I'm with you there. They only put up 21 against Buffalo because, again, they can't run the ball. They just refuse to run the ball. This offense hasn't scored 30 since having the Raiders visit back in, what was it, week 7, week 8. I think this is all under, and I would be, the only thing that would leave me concerned about that is that if the Texans get going on offense, and I don't think they're going to hang a big number or anything, but, you know, if the, it's also not out of the realm of possibility that the Texans go in and win this thing, what, 24-20? Would we be shocked by that number? And no. That's going to put us almost a field goal over the number. So I think that's the safest play on this thing, though, is to go under and just count on the Chiefs not being able to produce any offense.
So if the Texans win, are the Chiefs out then?
I mean, does it look, the schedule helps them, right? Like, they get the Chargers, who are floundering in their own way and just kind of sitting in the soft middle. You could tell me they're 8-4. The Chargers are, look like they're ripe for a fall, in my opinion. You get Tennessee, you get the Raiders in week 18. I mean, really the only game that I would put solidly in the L column for the Chiefs down the stretch is the Broncos game. So can they lose this and at 6-7 still have a way to get in at 9-8? Look at the AFC field. That's what I would say. Look at the AFC field.
You said 6-7.
Is 9-8 impossible?
Well, they could very well lose this game and then win out. So then we get to 10. And then they're
10-7.
I think they're in. I think so. They don't have to win out. So I guess I'll answer my own question. I don't think they're out. And that last seed in the AFC is more attainable at the moment than what we're seeing in the NFC. But maybe that changes because the Bills could get their 9th win. The Colts could get their 9th win. Man, it's going to be challenging. But that soft schedule in the last month is not the league helping the Chiefs, by the way. Like, look at what they've just been going through. It's tough game after tough game, tough spot. Play Dallas there where you don't want to play them. But yeah, I don't think it's over, but people are going to be screaming it's over if the Texans win.
Yeah, because they are going to have to essentially win out. And if they don't win out, they'll have to get a ton of help at 9-8, which, like I said, I still think the Chargers are primed for a fall off. The Colts have been tumbling. I don't think you're going to have 10 wins to get that final spot in the AFC. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. The Eagles out in L.A. against the Chargers on Monday night. Eagles by 2.5. It touched 3 in the middle of the week, but has come back to 2.5. Another low total here, 40.5, 41.5, depending on where you find it. Down a couple of points from earlier in the week. Philly has scored 16 or less in 3 of their last 4. And in the one game where they scored 21, they didn't do anything against the Cowboys defense in the second half a couple weeks ago. They're coming off giving up 280 yards on the ground to the Bears. Jalen Carter is out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Omarion Hampton back for the Chargers. I don't know how much we'll see him, if it'll be more of a timeshare with him and Vidal. I don't know if it matters if the Chargers are able to run on the Eagles the way teams have the last few weeks. And they may lean on that run more with Herbert being dinged up. It sounds like he's going to play. He had hand surgery. It's his offhand, his left hand. But he had hand surgery on Monday. And it sounds like he's going to be a go for this, Joe.
Yeah, and the first real practice of the week on Thursday, they put him as limited. It wasn't a DNP. It wasn't him not even being involved. They put him as limited. He's been hiding his hand all week. But, I think he's going to play. He was back out there last week. I expect him to be out there. They're not going to take it easy here. And I mentioned all those teams, 8-4, just barely in the playoff in that wild card for the AFC. So every game is going to be big for them. Philadelphia, the entire city is selling them. Get out. They're terrible. We're hearing people say on WIP, bring in Tanner McKee. Like, that's how awful it is. I swear. I've seen the clips, man. The hosts, not the crazy callers, the hosts are talking about possibly Tanner McKee. Not joking. So this is a better, this is, I know, with this team and the amount of talent that they have, this is when you jump, right? When everybody's gone, when you're getting some value on this team, this is probably when you want to jump in. What are the chances that Vic Fangio's defense gives up 281 yards on the ground again? I don't think that's going to happen. Now, yesterday we get Jalen Carter news. Oh, he's going to be out, and he might be out longer. He had surgery on both of his shoulders. So now Carter's going to be out. And if you look at the splits with and without Lane Johnson, they're a different team. He's one of those offensive linemen that has wildly different splits with the team results. So that scares me a little bit, but I am on Philadelphia as long as this number is inside of 3. We've seen this Eagles defense get pressure on other teams. And I know a lot of it of that is with Carter, but we've seen it in the past, and they're facing a bunch of backups with the Chargers offensive line.
Yeah.
Herbert's going to be under duress, man. I kind of don't care that it's Carter. They've got other guys that can move bodies, and they're going to get there. And he was taking a lot of sacks even before all of this. So I've been looking to fade the Chargers in the final stretch. They basically had a bye last week in the Raiders, and the Raiders were still getting to them too. So I think it's going to be ugly on Monday, and I expect the Eagles to win and cover.
Yeah, the Chargers' last 5 weeks hasn't exactly been murderer's row. Vikings, Titans, Steelers. They got blown out by the Jags in Jacksonville, but then they came home and got right against the Raiders. Now all of a sudden it stacks up. Eagles, Chiefs in Kansas City. They got to go to Dallas. Okay. Then they get the Texans at home and they go to Denver in the finale. This is why I'm telling you 8-4 is not really 8-4. The Chargers could end up 9-8 and I would not be shocked in the least. The Chargers could miss the playoffs and I would not be shocked in the least, because that attrition that you get from the backup offensive lineman having to play constantly, Herbert getting hit constantly. And credit to him for gutting it out and playing this week, but it's going to wear on everybody on that side of the ball. And I think there's a downfall coming in the final 5 weeks. Lines are moving. We've got insights for you from one of the best, Patrick Everson, a Vegas insider and Fox Sports. Going to join us next as we continue to roll through week 14 here on BetSweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.